Hey guys, property search, think Ladfish. So when is the best time to do off-plan property, okay? Hey guys, I'm Brett Allegra-Wood and this is Property Rant. So the best time to do property is actually when nobody else is talking about it necessarily, okay? So off-plan is one of these unique strategies, not something that you wanna do the entire time that you're investing, because there are certain times, certainly when you know prices are dropping in free fall like that, that's when you probably wanna be out of it. And ideally, you don't wanna do it as it starts to reach the peak, because it could drop, and then you end up, rather than you buy at this price, complete at that price, and then you have all problems with mortgages and things like that. So that's one of the risks. But this is about, you know, what is the best time? The best time to get into property, and what I say is 3 to 5 years before somewhere is a hotspot. Now, why do I say 3 to 5 years? Because it's all good to say, no, I don't want to wait 3 to 5 years. Look, there are strategies where you can get in at the right time, perfect time, right before, and write it up and, you know, double your money like that. And you know what? We've got clients that do that. And we've got clients that have done that on a regular basis over the last 5 years. But you know what? As you start to look through 10 years and 15 years and 20 years and 25 years, okay, that I've been around this, you can't always do that unless you're prepared to be really mobile. And I'm talking now, mobile means you have to up and go into a different country and a different area and different, you know, areas within those countries. So, and that means a lot of research. That means, you know, for most people, that's not practical. Realistically, the UK market, and let's just deal with the UK market. The UK market is actually their sole or core strategy, as you like. So when is the best time to get in? 3 to 5 years before something is a hotspot. Before you start seeing articles in the newspaper talking about how regeneration has caused house prices to go up 30%, how the market, you know, is, you know, galloping up. When that happens, yes, you can make money, and that's a great time to get in, okay? No problems with that, depending on your strategy, because it may have already gone. You know, if somebody's gone up 30% 1 year, 30% the next year, that's 60%, let's say, okay? That 60%, is it likely to go up another 30% the next year, you know? Or is it like potentially gonna top out, okay? And that would be my concern. Most people make the mistake of thinking 30% this year, 30% this year, I'll jump in now. No, I want to get in before that happens. I want to be buying in there as the fundamentals start to hit at rock bottom prices. And then as the fundamentals change and the market changes and the demand changes, I ride that wave all the way up. And that is the key, not just to off-plan, but any property. Okay, now my strategy is to buy and hold for the long term. So it's not just about getting in, it's about holding it. So, you know, it's not just getting in and getting out, getting in and getting out, getting in. That's not the strategy I would buy and hold for the long term. Okay, and you know, we're talking, I've sold 2 properties in the past 15 years. So when we talk about buy and hold, you know, I'm walking the talk. Okay, now could I get in and out? Yeah, I could, absolutely. But you know what? I much prefer to watch the property trend cycle, where it is. I use the ripple effect pentagon. And if you're not sure of what those things are, jump on our website, type it into Google, you know, and get educated about that. Because that will help you pick the best times to jump in and therefore the best times to do off plan. Otherwise, chat with the team. They're skilled up tremendously on this. And yeah, fantastic. Guys, have a great day. Live with passion.